Speaker, JJ said you live across the street from him.
He lives across the street from me.
How's he as a neighbor?
He's cool, man. I told the guys earlier, it's just quiet neighborhood. It's, you know, not a bunch of parties and all that stuff going on. Real cool. But, yeah, he moved in across the street from me, like, this is rookie year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arian Foster being starting on him as well. What has made him able to bounce back? I mean, back injuries are a real serious thing.
Yeah, I think him just overcoming the injuries. You know, once Arian is healthy, he's a top five back in the league. And, you know, he's proven that. They're still running that stretch play, which he's built for. He does a really good job of, you know, feeling how to run that stretch. So, I mean, he's healthy. He looks really healthy on film, and he looks like he's back to his old self.
Sure, you've been asked this a million times, but just the thought of you going back to a place where, you know, you started, can you just chalk it up to another game, or does it have additional meaning?
I'll have to see when I get there. Right now, to me, it's another game with it being such a, you know, So much turnover there, not knowing as many guys as I knew before. I'm not sure, you know, how it's going to feel. I have to see how it goes once we get there.
This is like Houston East here, seven
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, we have a bunch of Houston guys here, so a bunch of good guys.
How strange is that to have so many guys from one team here together?
It's not strange for me. It's just it's comfort. It's kind of a comfort level when you see, you know, familiar faces come in the locker room, whether it's trade or free agency. It's good to see, you know, old buddies and get the chance to play with them again.